Hey, everybody, it's Chris Aiken from the Classic Metal Show and the Aftershocks podcast. And I know you want to see this next episode, but right before we do it, just want to remind you that if you have an Amazon device, whether it's a TV or a Fire Stick or Fire Cube or whatever it would be, a Firebox, if you're old school, make sure you add the CMSPN to it. Just look up CMS Podcast Network on your Amazon device. Add the channel, and you will get every episode of all four shows for free right there on your TV. Make us part of your TV viewing every single day and night, all right? It's the CMS Podcast Network, CMSPN.com, and it is now on Amazon. So get it, all right? All right, here's the episode you came to see.
Metal Show with Black and Blue, and just before that we heard some Black Label Society with Funeral Bell, which I know that's a favorite of yours, Chris.
It is.
And we also heard some Thunder Brew.
Wow, old school there. Thunder
so Brew. That's what I'm saying. So I thought I'd dig some stuff out that was very simpatico with all that that style of music from the late 90s into the early 2000s.
Dude, when was the last time we heard from the Thunder Brew guys?
Oh, it's been forever.
15 years?
Yeah, it's been a long time. Same way with Brand New Sin.
Well, they broke up.
Yeah, I know.
I think Thunder Brew is still a band.
Are they?
I think so.
I wasn't aware.
I think they might be. Let me look.
Yeah, some of those guys had, you know, they kind of had a run going on there in the early part of the 2000s, mid-2000s, and, you know, then they kind of, like, disappeared.
They have a Facebook page. Let's see. Let's see what they're all about here. Oh, I guess they're not. First post says, since the band's not currently working on any new projects... Oh, but they're going to release new music that they recorded and our guests just didn't put out. So, all right. Well, they're still sort of there.
Okay.
And life support. Life support.
Yeah. No kidding. It's just not the same, man.
No.
Entertainment has taken a major hit.
It has, dude.
Well, speaking of entertainment, one of the largest entertainment providers, promoters, whatever you want to call them, Live Nation.
Yeah.
This COVID bullshit that's taken, you know, has been plaguing the world for the last year has really taken a lot of toll on you know, not only individuals in Pennsylvania,
right,
but the whole world in general.
Sure.
Apparently Live Nation has sued one of its insurers, alleging that the company refused to cover millions in losses from events canceled as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic.
You mean losses other than the money that they kept and didn't refund to fans?
Well, yeah, it was the potential money that they could have generated had the pandemic not taken place and had this hysteria for shutting down the world for, you know, something that had an effect on, you know, 0.3% of the population.
Yeah. Well, forgive me if I don't feel even the least bit sad for fucking Live Nation. Fucking scumbags.
In the suit filed in the federal court in California, Live Nation alleges that Factory Mutual Insurance wrongfully failed to pay off, quote unquote, all risk insurance policies that specifically covered losses due to communicable diseases.
Okay.
Communicable. Can you imagine this? There was a syphilis breakout, so they had to cancel these concerts.
Right.
I don't think that any insurance company could have envisioned a pandemic.
Sure.
Or a, you know, an irrational response to something that, you know, obviously coronavirus is real.
Sure.
but it really hasn't affected the majority of the population the way that the media would lead you to believe.
Sure. But, and this is the strong but here, if it was in the wording because they were trying to use that as an out, which you know they were.
Of course.
Then fuck them. They should have to pay it.
Okay. While the policy limits the insufficient, while the policy limits are insufficient to cover all of Live Nation's losses in the extreme pandemic that has burdened much of the world these last 10 months, with the FM Global Advantage policy, Live Nation purchased substantial financial protection against this exact situation. Did they? Did they know that this was happening or could happen?
I would think that they did not. I mean, who envisioned it?
No, nobody envisioned this. Yeah. The reason why this pandemic is the pandemic that it is, it's the government's response to how they wanted to handle it.
Right.
They could have handled it and not treated it as an extreme case as they have, or locking down every fucking thing. Mm-hmm. Or they could have said, use some precautions, you know, go ahead and gather and do what you want to do, but use some precautions. They didn't do that.
No, of course not.
So should the insurance companies be responsible for the way that the governments have chosen to address this? Or is it because millions of people are just like contracting this and just dying in the streets?
Yeah, but that's not part of the contract.
I agree. I agree with your point. But my point is the outcome of this pandemic has been selective based on the decisions made by governments.
Sure. Oh, I don't disagree with you, but I'm never going to have any fucking compassion, not one ounce of compassion for a fucking scumbag insurance company who takes and takes and takes and takes, and when it's time to pay out, never wants to.
Well, I agree. And insurance companies exist not to pay out.
Right. And they'll use their lawyers all day long to fight this, of course.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
You know? And the truth is in the real world, the insurance company shouldn't have to pay it out. The government should have to pay it out. I don't know where they would get it. And they're going to get fucked. This insurance company is going to file bankruptcy before they're going to pay Live Nation. I can read this story in two sentences. Insurance companies being taxed for this, they don't have it because there's no way they have $1 billion or whatever readily available to give to Live Nation and still stay afloat as a company.
I agree.
So they're not going to pay it. They're going to fight. They'll spend $20 million fighting this in court for 10 years and then file bankruptcy before they will ever pay a dime.
Yeah, I agree.
And Live Nation better just use their reserve funds to keep moving because they're not getting anything.
Yep, I agree. This is the scenario where a covered peril has caused that catastrophe with widespread impact on Live Nation's venues and other properties, as well as properties immediately adjacent to its venues and throughout the Live Nation community of employees, artists, fans, customers, and suppliers, resulting in massive losses, attorneys for Live Nation wrote in an initial complaint for the suit. Well, how about all these mom and pop restaurants that had to close down after 30 years?
Yeah. You know,
because they weren't allowed to open or serve the public. What about those people?
And even more to the point, what about the businesses that are open, but the government keeps scaring the people from going?
Yeah.
Or they make it so fucking difficult that it's not worth going. You yourself have said you don't go out because you don't want to deal with the shit.
Yeah. And it's not because I'm scared of the virus. It's just because there's no incentive for me to go anywhere. It's just like, well, it's diminished. There is no, there's no joy in it for me. Wow. There's no excitement for me. There's no
relaxation. Even
there's no motivation for me to go. Yeah. I want to go down to the local radius or go to the Quaker Steak and Lube and enjoy a couple cocktails and some food, because it's just like, it's kind of fucked now.
Yeah, that's, dude, I've had that same thing with a couple friends of mine. This week, I got hit up on Wednesday. My one buddy hit me up and was like, hey, you want to go to, I think it was Sassy's he wanted to go to. And I was like, you know what? No, I don't. Because I don't want to deal with this bullshit. I don't want to get yelled at when I don't wear a mask walking into the fucking place. I don't want to deal with fucking getting yelled at again when I decide I want to take a piss after 10 beers.
Put your mask on to go take a pee.
Yeah. No, I don't want to deal with all that shit.
Yeah, I agree.
I'd rather just stay the fuck home.
Yeah. Live Nation reasonably believe that FM would owe coverage for these losses and expected that FM would expeditiously acknowledge those obligations and promptly start issuing payments to Live Nation during its time of
need. Yeah, good luck.
Yeah. The legal filing claims that the Factory Mutual has yet to deny the claim, but has not yet acknowledged or provided any coverage related to Live Nation's claims. Right. While Live Nation complaint did not provide an exact figure for the amount of coverage at issue in the case, they did outline the scope of their losses during COVID-19, including the cancellation of more than 5,000 concerts and the postponement of nearly 6,000 shows.
Right.
The pandemic also impacted 37 million concert tickets and resulted in a substantial lost revenue from the ticket sales and other lost or dramatically diminished income streams associated with its properties and its shows. Mm-hmm. Factory Mutual has been the target of other suits over claims related to the losses from the COVID-19. Fashion brand Ralph Lauren sued Factory Mutual last year over losses at its retail locations. In that suit, Ralph Lauren argued that Factory Mutual attempted to shoehorn Ralph Lauren's claims into the narrow and limited grant of coverage instead of the much broader coverage the fashion retailer says its policy with Factory Mutual should provide. Mm-hmm. I don't even know what that means, but okay. When reached for comment, Steven Zenosky, a spokesperson for Factory Mutual, said, FM Global values the long-term relationships we have with our policyholders, and we are proud in leading the industry for claim services. It is unfortunate when legal matters arise because we strongly believe our insurance policies are clear on coverage provided, which means absolutely nothing.
Which means, nah, you're not getting paid. That's what it means.
Well, I know, but that's like saying something without saying anything.
Mm-hmm. No, you're right. It's, dude, they're not getting it. It's that simple. They're going to claim poverty themselves, as they should, as I would. If I ran that insurance company, I wouldn't pay Live Nation a fucking nickel. Not one fucking nickel. And then I would file for bankruptcy and say, hey, we didn't have any income coming in because of the fucking COVID.
Right.
Same as Live Nation's going to do. File bankruptcy, wipe out all this fucking debt, and go same as everybody's going to do.
Right.
You know, but I don't have any sympathy at all for fucking Live Nation because these cocksuckers kept the fucking money on these tickets and moved the dates back. They just, like the Motley Crue, just one example. They didn't refund the Motley tour.
The Motley Crue.
Those hummable tunes of the Motley Crue. No, they didn't refund that. They just told you, hold on to your tickets and whenever the tour happens, we'll fucking give you a seat. What if you can't make it? What if you die a year later? Dude, I got an email this week. This isn't Live Nation. This is just some bullshit club. But I got an email this week that my fucking tickets for Rose Tattoo,
yeah,
have been pushed back another 18 months.
Well, again, you know, everything's uncertain. You know, nobody knows exactly when anything's going to happen.
Yeah, but And I don't know, so I don't want to be speaking out of turn that I couldn't get a refund for these tickets. But, you know, bottom line is if Rose Tattoo does decide to come here, I want to see it.
All right.
But, I mean, 2.5 years late, bro. When's enough for the consumer? You know, when is it appropriate to just cancel something and then pick it up again later? Don't you think when it's over a year, it should be canceled? Yeah,
well, I agree with you because, of course, the uncertainty is a big, big factor. It's just like, so at what point do you just say, well, we're going to cancel this, but should things change, we'll reschedule.
Yeah. And on the bigger the company is, the more they fuck everybody over. So I don't have no sympathy for it. Dude, I'm literally... Next month, March 29th, I can tell you exactly the date. March 29th, I officially lose $1,200 to fucking American Airlines because they told me flat out, no, you're not getting refunded. We'll give you a credit
okay,
so that you can fly somewhere else. And I'm like, you know, I'm like, I don't have anywhere else to fly.
Well, is that credit transferable at all?
If it, you know what? If you want me to check, I'd be happy to check, and I'd be more than happy to give it to you, you know, if you want it, because, but I don't believe it is. I believe, and, you know, when I asked them to refund it, they told me flat out no. They said, well, you didn't take the insurance, and I was like, yeah, well, who the fuck expected the whole goddamn planet to shut down?
Well, can you, like, schedule a trip and then... You know, not a trip that you really plan on taking, but can you schedule a trip and then reschedule that for something else?
Dude, and do what with it? Just keep it forever?
No, what my point is that you go, well, I want to go here, even though you really don't want to, but you just pick a destination just for shits and giggles and then, you know, re-pick another destination just to extend that offer a little bit.
I probably could. Maybe could you again. Do that? I probably could. I mean, I haven't even tried to book anything with it.
All right. My point is that somewhere along the line, whether you go or not, if there's some way to transfer that thing, because, you know me, I'll go places.
Yeah.
If there was a way for me to use it and reimburse you your money, I would do that.
Sure. Well, I'll check on Monday or tomorrow.
Yeah, see if you can do that, if that's possible. Because if you can do that, I would be happy to, you know, reimburse you that money and use your ticket.
Well, I'd be happy to give you the ticket. It's first class everything.
Yeah, but that's kind of what I'm saying. I don't have any problem with giving you the money in exchange for the ticket.
Yeah. It's just frustrating. It's frustrating on all levels. To take it back to the story, there's the reality of the contract, and I get it, and believe me, I'm feeling it with this fucking cocksucking airline.
Right.
But then there's the reality of what's really going on in the world, where there should be leniency.
Oh, I agree.
And they're not doing it, and nobody's doing it. You know, I guarantee you, of that $2.2 trillion that Trump wrote out, I guarantee you the fucking airlines took a bunch of it. So why aren't they refunding me my fucking little $1,200? It's fucking stupid. You know, that's why I have no sympathy for any of them. You know, they should never bail anybody out. Let fucking American Airlines crash and burn, figuratively or literally.
Right.
I don't care. Fuck them, cocksuckers.
Well, I believe me, I get it. And again, if I could buy that ticket from you, because, you know, I have no problem with traveling places, I would do it.
Well, let me find out. I'll find out.
Okay. All right. Well, being this new world that we live in, and again, I don't think any one of our fans or you or anyone, and I know you, I'm not talking for you. I'm talking about any of our fans who listen to our show, who think that we're like the second coming of Christ with our, you know, our thoughts. Tesla and SpaceX CEO Elon Musk says his brain computer interface startup that is called Neuralink. Like neurological link, Neuralink could kick off human trials as early as this year if things go well.
Gee, that's not scary or anything, is it?
No, of course not. The San Francisco Bay Area-based startup, co-founded by Elon Musk in 2016, is aiming to implant a computer interface in the human brain to help treat neurological conditions like Alzheimer's, dementia, and spinal cord injuries.
Great.
In the long term, the company is looking to achieve a degree of symbiosis between human and artificial intelligence.
Yeah. And in the real future, there will be no more people left because these computers will fucking Terminator like a motherfucker. And well, take again,
it's, what is that, Skynet?
Yeah, Skynet.
Yeah, Skynet.
And of course, Elon Musk, who is a fucking space guy. Of course, Skynet. Oh, my God. Yeah, I can't see how this plan could go wrong.
No. And isn't it weird that the creators of the Terminator came up with that movie in 1984?
Sure. Well, dude, I mean, there's been talk of computers and robots and shit taking over since the movies of what, the 60s?
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, you know, you had the, you know, one of my favorite, I'm sure one of your favorite, the B9 robot from Lost in Space.
Is the B9 the one with the bulb head, or is that the one with the little thing on the side? That's
no, it's the warning, warning.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That's, collision, that's, collision. And I have one in my bedroom, by the way.
I've got my kid has one in his room too.
I have a B9 robot.
Yeah,
love that fucking thing.
Yeah, that thing was cool.
That
remember the generic black one or purple one or whatever that came after with the ball legs and stuff?
Yeah.
Thing was shit.
That does not compute, Will Robinson.
Yeah, and the generic one was so bad it ended up in an episode of Mork and Mindy.
Right. Oof. No, but the B9 robot, that was kick ass, man.
Oh yeah.
I have one in my bedroom. And if you turn it on, it's got the motion sensors on it. Sure. And it says, "My sensors indicate there is an intruder present."
That thing was cool. It was so cool. And then, dude, they redid Lost in Space on Netflix like 2 years ago or something. And I will say the series itself was really good. But, man, the robot was fucking trash by comparison. Nowhere near as good. It was too much like a human.
Yeah, of course.
You know, it was just trash compared to what they gave us originally.
Right.
Yes, and it always cracked me up that robot was like the baddest badass of all, except that you removed a cassette from its ass and it fucking died.
Yeah, it went, ooh, and it would bend over.
And the arms would fall out, and it was just a piece of shit if you took a... It, literally, the only thing keeping this thing going was something, you know, 4 inches by 2 inches.
Yeah, it was like a power cell or something.
Yeah. So and they always, whenever somebody needed to get to the robot, they would just find a way to get behind it and take that fucking power out of it.
Right, of course.
Yeah. So funny. I love that show back in the day.
Of course. But the B9 robot is just classic.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I have one on my dresser in my bedroom. You know, it's just a little B9 robot and the whole fucking thing, the little bulb on the head, you know, goes up and down, and it's got the multicolored lights in it, and it just swings back and forth with its
body or whatever.
Well, I was trying to think of the slinky arms.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You know, the arms are just flapping all around.
There it is.
Let me see here. Yep, that's it.
Here's the B9.
Yeah, I have one. Love it.
Yeah, good stuff.
Classic. Classic shit.
Hell yeah.
All right. On Twitter, again, with the fucking social media, I'm sick and tired of social media.
We've heard.
I'm sick and tired of it. It's just everything that is news is on fucking social media.
Dude, where else would you go?
Well, again, the reason I don't like social media is because anybody could post anything out there.
Mm-hmm.
And some people don't deserve to post anything or should be posting anything, because it's just like, well, what's true? What's not true?
Mm-hmm.
You know, is this fact? Is this not fact? Is this really happening? There is no verification of anything.
No.
Well, which goes back to the Marilyn Manson thing. Well, she posted on Instagram that mm-hmm. blah, 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 blah. It's like, well, did that really happen? Or is she just saying that happened? Well, everybody believes it, so it must have happened.
But if you're going to go to that route, where is there trustable?
There is none. That's the problem. That's the problem. There are no verifiable media sources today. Everything is just like subjective. You believe what you want to mm-hmm. believe.
Yeah. Or no, you believe what you're told.
Well, yeah. And I agree with that. And that fucking sucks. And I hate that.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, well, did that really happen? Or is just some crackpot out there just saying that?
The point is what they've tried to do is eliminate decisions. They don't want you to hear news. They don't want you to hear Alex Jones saying that the frogs are gay and then saying, you know what? Maybe Alex is a little bit fucking weird.
Right.
They don't want you to say that anymore. They want to tell you before you ever hear it, don't listen to him. He's fucked.
Yeah.
And they want you to just say, okay, sure. That's the fucking way it is in like North Korea and whatever. They look at that as the fucking model. You know, we're in charge. We tell you what's good. You show up and worship the leader. And that's that. That's what they want.
Well, that's what we got going on in our Congress and our government today, is that if you even question anything about the election or anything, well, you're a conspiracy theorist. It's like, oh, wait a minute. There were some things that need to be questioned. Nope. Can't do it. Nope. You need to be deprogrammed. You're a conspiracy theorist.
You need a drone strike.
Yeah, exactly. You need a drone strike. Somebody needs to drone strike your house, because how dare you question anything?
Right. Well, dude, look at the MyPillow guy, Mike Lindell.
Mm-hmm.
He put out that movie today about the election fraud. I don't know if you watched it. I know you didn't watch it.
I'm aware of it. Because I heard him on Mark Levin. He was a guest on Mark Levin this week.
I watched it. And there's some really good information in there if you can deal with some really dry information.
Yeah.
Because it's really slow. And he is a bumbling boob of an announcer.
He's from Minnesota, because he's got that Minnesota accent thing going on there, because he's up there fishing by the lake. And, you know, it might as well be, you know, Fargo on, at half speed, because, you know, again, I admire Mike Lindell for what he's accomplished, because, mm-hmm. you know, according to his story, you know, he was a drug addict, and he was going down the wrong path, and
mm-hmm.
you know, he kind of redeemed himself and came up with this whole concept of the whole MyPillow and started his company and mm-hmm. marketed it and all that kind of good stuff, and I appreciate all that.
Sure.
But as far as like a dynamic spokesperson,
he's not the guy. He should have hired a guy.
Yeah, not so much.
He should have hired a guy. Would have made the impact of this thing better. But did you see that, because he said he was announcing it, that he got not only himself canceled everywhere, but his company too?
Yeah, well, I saw, you know, he was on Mark Levin this week.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, all these retail outlets have chosen to discontinue carrying his product because of his viewpoint.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, well, Kohl's isn't carrying him, Bed Bath and Beyond, and all these other retailers.
Mm-hmm.
Says, oh, well, fuck, can't be involved with that. Fuck that shit, you know? And so, you know, he started his business by being an online seller.
Mm-hmm.
And he was able to branch off into, you know, brick and mortar stores.
Right. Sure.
But, you know, now these brick and mortar stores are running scared because, oh, how dare you support somebody who supported President Trump?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. You know, he must be, you know, he's a wacko.
Yeah.
Wow. You know, and I saw that whole David Hogg bullshit. And I, it's just like, why did this high school kid get so much steam?
Yeah, well, he was about as close to being shot as I was at his fucking thing. You know, we were both within the same closeness of being killed at that fucking
night. Right. But and then I saw that fucking AOC chick that you wanted to bang so bad.
Mm-hmm.
With her comments that during January 6th she was hiding under her desk and all this bullshit, and then you know, it came out that she was nowhere near that.
She was in another building.
Yeah, she was nowhere near that whole thing, and it was a whole lie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, again, bullshit, bullshit, bullshit. Lie, 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 lie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or as the dead guy in Scranton, Pennsylvania said, pussy, pussy. You know, fuck those people. I am so sick of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and for, I don't know who's believing any of this stuff. Who's believing this?
You know what? That's where you're wrong. I hate to tell you, but that is where you're wrong.
I know I'm wrong, but my point is that I know you, you know me.
Yeah.
I know some of the people who listen to this show in the chat room and so on, but I know the general public eats this shit up as fact.
Mm-hmm.
And they believe that. They go, oh, well, that must have happened. But it didn't.
Yeah. I mean, dude, the AOC followers are retarded.
Well, I agree. And how does this stinky twat get reelected a couple of times to Congress?
That I have no idea.
You know, I get your fascination with big tits and all that shit, but would you pull the lever for an AOC?
No, not at all.
Of course not.
Not at all.
And so, but the thing is that people do it because for whatever reason, the media says, oh, well, she's this and she's that, and she's the second coming. And, you know, she's you know, the Christ incarnate, you know. And they, oh, well, I got to vote for her.
Yeah, she's special.
Yeah, whatever.
I'm just trying to find her tweets because I wanted to read to you the comments behind it.
Well, believe me, a lot of the people who are clear thinking can see through a lot of this. Unfortunately, there are a lot of people who are not clear thinking go, oh, well that must have happened. You know, but the people who know the facts, they go, fuck that chick. And that's what Chris wanted to do is fuck that.
Let's see here. First person, Mark Dice posted.
Of course.
She wasn't even there. That was Mark Dice's
problem. Yeah, well, you know, and I've reached out to Mark Dice 2 and 3 times and I've never gotten a response back, but I would like to get that guy on the show.
Of course. Next person comments to Mark Dice. If thousands of people rioted and killed 5 people right next to your workplace and a bunch of them broke into your building and a lot of them actively hated you, you'd be pissing your pants, bro. Oh,
shut up. That didn't happen, so shut up.
Now, this is in response to members telling their stories about a fear at Congress. Judith Fuller writes, good, Americans need to hear the full horror of what happened on January 6th. We must educate those who believe the lies so that January 6th never happens again. This should be mandatory watching for every American citizen, every single one. That's from Actual Patriot.
Shut up.
Alva Johnson, this is how trauma works. They are literally creating a support group for themselves to talk out the trauma of their shared experience. I am not moving on from January 6th until people are truly held accountable.
Shut up.
All right, let's see. Here's a great post back. When will small business owners get to tell their stories from the riots that went on all of last year?
Yeah.
Those were protests. 96% were entirely peaceful. And for the ones that weren't, 14,000 people were arrested. Of the people involved in the more volatile acts, they were mostly opportunistic and not really there for what the matches and protests represented. So people were held accountable.
Were they?
And Kamala, shut up!
And Kamala Harris, the current vice president, she supported a fund to release these people who were incarcerated due to their participation in all these riots.
You know what? I'm going to agree with Valerie on this level. I'll agree with you, Valerie Sherlock, here. If the people that stormed the Capitol get the same exact punishment that these 14,000 people got, whatever that punishment is, if it's dealt with equally as it should be, crime's a crime as far as I'm concerned.
I agree with you there.
So give them the same penalty. And if the penalty was that the government bailed them out, then the government should bail them out of jail.
I agree.
John Schaefer should be getting a check from President Biden any day now. We should be getting let loose with a stern warning.
Yeah. Shake my finger at him.
No more bear spray, mister. No more. That's what it should be. And that's where you fucking lose in your argument every time. 14,000 people were arrested. Yeah, over the course of the entire fucking summer. You fucking idiot. You didn't see the goddamn cities burning to the ground? Billions of dollars of damage? You fucking idiot. And how many of these people?
And Kamala Harris leading the charge to get them released.
Yeah. I wonder how many of these people would be saying the same thing if it was their business, their job, their fucking, you know, their house, their home, their property. I'm sure they'd be like, oh, well, I can get another car. I feel their pain.
Sure they do.
Fuck off. Just fuck off. It's a different world, dude. It's a stressful world. Look at my fucking beard. It's all fucking white and gray now. Because it's stressful now.
It is. It's very stressful.
Yeah. I know I'm getting old, but I'm not that old to be fucking Santa Claus in it. I was noticing that today and I was like, yeah, it's the fucking stress of day-to-day life now. There's no relaxing.
I agree. I completely agree.
It's just harder and harder every day to fucking get up and do this shit. Not this, but you know, just do day-to-day stuff. It's hard to care about it.
You're preaching to the choir.
Yeah. But onward we go.
All right. Well, on Twitter on Monday,
good.
Musk responded to another user's request to participate in human trials of the technology.
Okay.
I was in a car accident 20 years ago and have been paralyzed from the shoulders ever since. I'm always available for clinical studies at blah, blah, blah. Hammond Carnal wrote to Musk in response. Musk said trials could potentially start later this year.
All right. Great.
Neuralink is working super hard to ensure implant safety and is in close communication with the FDA. If things go well, we might be able to do initial human trials later this year.
You know, I find it odd that there's a pretty strong potential that they can put a chip in your head and fucking fix a broken back, but we can't figure out a way to walk into a fucking restaurant without two masks on.
No, three masks.
Three masks on.
Three masks.
What is this fucking science fiction world? This is literally episodes of the Twilight Zone at this
point. It is. And that's exactly how I described it, you know, several weeks ago. I feel like I wake up in the Twilight Zone all the time.
Yeah, it's funny because I've actually been watching the old Twilight Zone episodes lately. Yeah. And it really is. It's so bizarre. You know, what I'm watching there on the show is less bizarre now than it was like 20 years ago or whatever when I watched it, because it's so much like what we're going through.
Well, again, you couldn't have even imagined or write the most bizarre story in your life and to have it come true.
Yeah.
It's like unbelievable.
It is. It's crazy.
There is a precedent of the United States, the most powerful position in the entire world as we know it, who has Alzheimer's.
Yeah. And for the first time ever at an inauguration, there was a guy standing right behind him whose cock we've seen. We've seen his dick. We've seen him smoking crack. And he was standing on the dais at inauguration. Is that not bizarre world enough?
It is bizarre world.
You know, I mean, have we gotten to the point where there is nothing that's fucking that is, you know, off of kilter or whatever? You know, is there anything we can look at now and say, yeah, you can't do that. You morally can't do that. Yeah, there's nothing. Nothing. Well, you got fucking news people saying kill Americans. Literally, kill Americans because they supported a sitting president. It's fucking ridiculous.
Well, we're living in Stranger Things. It's an upside down world.
It is.
We're in the upside down. It's bizarre.
It's pretty crazy.
Yep. Musk previously estimated the company would begin human trials of the technology in the second quarter of 2020, which did not pan out.
Right.
On Sunday, Musk revealed during an interview on a private social app, Clubhouse. Are you familiar with that?
Clubhouse? No, but I must get it because it's one that I don't have yet.
Clubhouse.
Getting on the Clubhouse.
Yeah. That the Neuralink put a wireless implant in a monkey's brain that allowed the animal to play video games using only his mind. You can't even see where the neural implant was put in, except that he's got a slight, like, dark mohawk, must say. So again, this whole, what do you want to call it? Relationship between monkeys and humans.
Yeah. It's too bad Lou's not here to comment.
Neuralink has been testing such interfaces on animals for years. I thought no animals could be harmed at all. I thought that was the whole thing.
Well, unless it's something that they want.
Oh, okay. I thought that was a big no-no.
Well, unless it's something they want.
All right. The company last year showcased pigs with computer chips in their brains and displayed real-time neural signals from one of the animals.
And they all signed up for plenty of fish.
So there you are. The reality is that somewhere, somehow, you're going to be controlled.
Yeah. Not me, somebody else. Not me. I'll be checking out before that.
Oh, come on now.
I'm out before that comes.
You're going to sign up and you're going to toe the line, mister.
Sure I am. That's why I'm buying crossbows and ammo.
Right.
Because I plan to stick around to be a fucking slave. Yeah.
Right.
Good one.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I don't know anything about this guy because I don't listen to this kind of music.
Okay.
Are you familiar with a country star by the name of Morgan Wallen, W-A-L-L-E-N?
Heard of him. Can't say I know his music.
I know nothing about this guy. I heard Jericho Green talking about this guy.
Okay.
But I'm not a country music fan. I don't give a shit about that stuff, yeah. But apparently this Morgan Wallen.
Mm-hmm.
He's a crossover country music star, I guess.
Okay.
Well, because he, God forbid, spoke out and spoke his mind.
Right.
Now he is like, you know, he's canceled.
You say that, but I just looked his name up. And according to stuff from today, 9 hours ago, Morgan Wallen streams and sales up after N-word video.
Well, again, this goes back to the people who don't buy into the whole social media thing or the mm-hmm. whole cancel culture thing. They go, you know, well, fuck you. I'm not gonna support that bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I know nothing about this guy, so I'm just going into this just saying I'm not a country music fan. Mm. Or a crossover music fan or whatever. I don't listen to this stuff.
Okay.
So to hear these people's names or their music, I'm not familiar.
Yeah, I don't know nothing about Morgan Wallen.
Yeah, because I don't follow any of this.
He was on The Voice.
Again, our good friend Mariah was on The Voice.
Yeah.
You know, but again, I had no idea.
All right.
You know, and the thing is that, you know, it's not like this guy, this, you know, Morgan Wallen is Deep Purple or anything.
No,
you know, he has no credibility as far as I'm concerned.
He's better.
Yeah. But anyway, the Viacom owned country music television, channel that is CMT.
Okay.
Is removing top-selling singer Morgan Wallen from all platforms in response to the star's video capture, the use of the quote-unquote ethnic slur.
Wow.
What did he say?
Oh, have you not heard the video?
I know that he used the N-word.
Yeah.
But if I was Lou from the Lou, I would say, what's the fucking big deal, dude? He said nigger.
Yeah. And he just used it very casually.
Okay. I don't know what he said. What did he say?
It was just one of those, like he was like, get the fuck out of here, nigga. You know, it was one of those type of things, but he said it two or three times, but he was at a party. He was like a backyard party or something.
Again, who is filming this shit?
So his twat neighbor.
All right.
That's who it was. It was his twat neighbor.
All right. And so they had to hurry up and release it to some kind of media outlet and go, look what he said.
Right.
Oh. All right. Is it out? Is it still out there? Or are you able to find that at all?
I'm looking right now.
Because... see, again, with the fucking cell phones and the social media and, oh, look what he said. Oh, my God. I was at a party and he said this. And
So I noticed, though, that his fucking his record label didn't cut him loose. They just suspended him.
Oh, what does that even mean?
It means that they're just not going to put out anything because he doesn't have anything to put out right now.
Shut up.
Means that they're not willing to cut them because they want to see if it fucking impacts. If
it blows over and they still make money. Fuck them people.
That's what I'm saying. I can't find it. I'm not finding any. Of course, it wouldn't be on fucking YouTube, but everything that I'm seeing would have it beeped out, so I'm not even bothering.
So stupid. You
know? Yeah, but that's all it was. It was a backyard party type of a deal, and he was fucking with his friends and is the choice of language good? No, but so what? He was at his own fucking house.
Yeah, he's just like hanging out with his bros and just like, get away from me, nigga.
Yeah, that's about what it was. Yeah,
and I get that. It's the whole joking. It's the whole slang. It's just like, you know, fuck off, nigga.
Yeah. Here's what, and again, I'm not word police guy. I really don't give two fucks what anybody says. But at this point in time, especially if you're a celebrity, a white celebrity, don't you keep that fucking word out of your mouth? If you're a white celebrity that is having the unbelievable luck to actually be selling millions of records at a time when nobody is selling millions of records, don't you just keep that word out of your fucking hole?
Well, I would agree with you. I would think that you'd be a little more guarded.
Yeah. Like, but not saying it.
But for someone to be there with your fucking cell phone all the time and just continually recording and recording. It's just like, enough already.
But it's the world we're in, dude. Look at that fucking shooting video we saw. Nobody was actually recording it, but it got recorded. What a great angle too, by the way.
Well, I know. Obviously that was, well, what surprised me is that looked like a surveillance video.
Yeah. From like,
but to have that have audio as well.
Yeah.
So like, wow.
Yeah.
What kind of surveillance system does this owner of this apartment complex have? Holy shit.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, unfortunately not much now that he's dead.
Yeah. All right. In a statement posted on social media, CMT wrote, after learning of Morgan Wallen's racial slur last night, we are in the process of removing his appearances from all of our platforms. We do not tolerate or condone words. In actions. What action did he take? Did he burn a cross on his neighbor's lawn?
No.
Did he go hang some black guys? What action did he take?
I wonder if CMT is deep enough to look at the history of their own brand and understand who they're putting this moral description on. You realize that country music forever was like the bastion of racial fucking animus.
Chris, I think you're mischaracterizing country music.
Am I?
Yeah, I think that was very inclusive. I think that, you know, people of all denominations enjoyed country music.
What did they used to call those fucking cowboy hats?
Nigger hating hats?
Yes.
What?
That's what they used to call them. It wasn't because it was silly. It's because that was the belief system.
I think you're mistaken.
Oh, all right. So you just happen to know what I was thinking?
Yeah.
Neural implant?
Well, of course. I'm in your mind. I know what you were thinking. And I think you're mistaken.
You got that Elon Musk implant,
didn't
you?
I do. I have it. I have it, and it's got, you know, basically Bluetooth. It's a Bluetooth enabled.
Wow.
And I'm thinking that you're mistaken. I'm thinking that country music was very inclusive, and that, you know, people of all, you know, nationalities or proclivities, they enjoyed country music, especially David Allen Coe.
Right.
I think that they enjoyed his music specifically.
He was the number one star, if I remember.
He was. The channel is the latest company to dump Wallen after TMZ posted a video. Where did that video come from again, Chris?
From the neighbor.
Oh, the neighbor, the snitchy neighbor. Why wasn't he the neighbor of the people in, you know, northeastern Pennsylvania? why couldn't he been that neighbor?
Yeah, why couldn't he be the, I think it's a she, but why couldn't be the neighbor/ snow remover? Doing a little snow shoveling right at the right moment.
Right. Last night of the singer using the N word after an evening out with friends, his label, I never even heard of this, Big Loud Records.
Oh, Big Loud.
Big Loud Records.
Wow, I have everything they put out.
Why haven't our friends Red Rain signed with Big Loud Records?
I don't know. So well, there's an opening now, apparently.
They suspended his contract today, writing in a statement on social media, of course.
Of course.
In the wake of recent events, Big Loud Records has made the decision to suspend Morgan Wallen's contract indefinitely.
Oh, thank God.
Wallen's distributor, Republic Records, said it is fully supports Big Loud's decision.
Well, I would like to personally thank Big Loud Records and Republic for protecting me from that harsh and heinous word. I'm glad I don't have to hear this artist. Not that he sang that word in any of his songs, but because he said it in private, thank you for protecting me from it.
Right, right.
Thank you so much, assholes.
Later this afternoon, the Academy of Country Music Awards announced that Wallen would not be eligible for participation or award consideration for this year's ACM Awards.
Okay.
We're going to punish you, pal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No stupid guitar trophy for you, pal.
Yeah. We're going to nail you to a cross and hang you out for all to see.
Yeah.
Wallen, a top-selling country music star. Again, I never even heard of this guy until this week, to be honest. Right. I never even heard of him. Mm-hmm. The Voice contestant who was up against our good friend Mariah for Micah.
I hope not.
Was dropped by Saturday Night Live from appearing in October when the video surfaced of him partying with a face mask. He apologized after TMZ posted video shot of the singer's neighbor in Nashville. In the video, the singer can be seen and heard returning home from an evening partying with his friends when he loudly says goodbye to his buddies, referring to one of them with the racial epithet and a sexist vulgarity. Combine that for me, Chris. What did he say? He used a racial epithet and a sexist vulgarity.
What would that be? Get out of here,
faggot, get out of here, you nigga pussy,
nigga faggot, pussy ass nigga,
pussy ass nigga.
That's somebody posted in the chat.
Is that what he said?
I'm not taking credit for it. I don't know. I don't remember.
Again.
Pussy ass nigga is what the chat room is
saying. Is that what he said? Okay. Jesus Christ. Guys cannot be guys anymore. Guys can't just hang out and go, hey, what's up, faggot?
Well, you can. You just have to do it with the door closed and
or make sure somebody doesn't have their cell phone running.
Everybody drop your phone in the basket on the way in.
I'm going to greet my homie here with, hey, what's up, pussy? Jesus. Dude, how many people have you hung out with in your life, you know, in the military or even prior to the military or after the military? You got, hey, what's up, faggot?
Oh, tons.
Dude, that's just being fucking silly.
Well, first of all, calling somebody a faggot has never meant to me, you know, guy that wants to suck my dick. It's always been weakness. That's always been what it's been. It's always been like saying, what's up, you weak ass bitch?
Yeah, of course.
That's what it's always meant. Yeah, that's what it still means.
But by throwing bitch in there, that is what
sexist.
What was the word that they used that they said? Sexist vulgarity.
Yeah, so what?
Well, you can't say that, dude.
Yeah, fuck off.
Yeah,
I want to be vulgar. How about that? I like being vulgar.
No, you can't.
I choose to be vulgar. Yes, you can.
You're not allowed to be vulgar.
Yeah. Eat my fucking taint, fuck.
What? Stop
yes.
It.
Yes. Have a taint meat sandwich, you cocksucker.
A taint meat sandwich.
I'll be as vulgar as I fucking want to be.
What was it that Two Live Crew? What was the name of their album? As We Want to Be.
Yeah, Dirty As We Want to Be or something.
No, I look it up real quick.
Never a fan.
And something like As Nasty As We Want to Be.
As We Want to Be.
Something like that. Yeah. Well, again, I'm no Two Live Crew fan. Mm-hmm. Not a rap fan. Don't give a shit.
Yeah.
But I support their right to do what they did, or sure. I don't give as nasty as they want to be.
Mm-hmm.
Who gives a shit?
Yeah.
Don't buy it if you don't like it.
Exactly.
You know, but today, again, what was his name? Luther Skywalker?
Yeah, Luther Campbell. Yeah,
whatever his name was.
Yeah, Luke Skywalker.
Again, I'm not a fan. I could give a shit about this guy. Is he still alive? Has he died of AIDS or anything? I mean, you know, again.
Let's see.
Is he still alive? Okay. Still alive. I support his ability to do that.
Yeah.
But do I care? No, I don't.
Yeah.
And what are we talking? What was that? 1990, 1991?
Right in there, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, was it shocking? You know, I'm so sick of this. It's just like, oh my God, it was so shocking. But nobody said, well, we got to shut him down aside from the PMRC.
Yeah, they tried to. Well, they tried to.
Yeah, they did. But they weren't successful. All they did was put a sticker on it, which made kids want to buy it more.
Yeah, made me buy a lot of records.
Well, there you go. But my point is in this day and age, here we are, what was that, 90, 2010, or yeah, 2000, 30 years ago already. Mm-hmm. 31 years ago already.
Yeah.
And here we are. It's just like, well, you can't say that. No. We're going to cancel you. We're going to ruin your career. We're going to take away your money. We're going to take away everything that you can earn a living at because mm-hmm. you said something that we find offensive.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what they want.
Freaking ridiculous, man.
It is.
I don't know this country singer guy from anyone.
Yeah.
But the thing is that, well, we're going to remove everything that gives you the ability to earn a living because yeah. you did something we don't like.
Yeah. And it had nothing to do with the business that they were doing. That's the real problem. I don't care what they say. I just care that they, you know, if you want to, I'm not for taking it out, even if they do it in their music, because it's art and it's supposed to be, you know, free form.
Yeah.
But if you have that guideline to the business, that's one thing. Drunk guy at his house when he's just chilling with his buddies. The fuck does that have to do with the business? Nothing. Nothing. Fuck you. Fuck your morality clause in the contracts. Let these guys be fucking rock stars, you dicks. You know what they're making? Guys that nobody will care about being rock stars. A bunch of boring fucks.
Yeah. Well, again, this goes back to the discussion we had earlier in the show about the people who are dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
The Tony Sopranos of the world, or yeah. Evel Knievels of the world, or mm-hmm. anybody who was dangerous.
Yeah.
You know, oh my God, they're out of step with society. Well, mm-hmm. that's why you even know their name is because yeah. they're out of step with society.
Yeah. That was the point. Guns N' Roses did not get big because of their stellar music.
Yeah, they didn't go to Joel Osteen's church or the cathedral and became popular. They were out of step with society. They were the quote unquote the most dangerous rock band yeah. in the world because they were degenerates.
Yeah, and you can say that with so many bands. Metallica. Anybody that knows anything about Metallica remembers the whole Alcoholica days. Anybody that was a fan of Metallica watched Cliff Them All, where they literally filmed themselves stealing fucking shit from a convenience store, just breaking in and sticking shit in their shirt and running out of the fucking place. Even Jackal's band, Deep Purple, you know, as much as Richie is a cunt, part of his gimmick was fucking breaking guitars and breaking cameras. And when they got too close, he smashed fucking $10,000 cameras and whatnot. He was out of step with the fucking rest of the world. Ozzy, Black Sabbath. What was that? What was that? They were singing devil music and fucking being drugged out of their goddamn minds. Led Zeppelin, drugged out of their goddamn minds.
Yeah. Throwing TVs out of windows. Yeah. And, you know, whatever.
Yeah. But all of these bands were scumbags. That was the lure. You know, what movies are the most successful? The ones that portray scumbags. Show me five comedies as big as the fucking Godfather. You can't do it.
Or Goodfellas.
Or Goodfellas or Casino or, you know, I mean, you can name those movies for days. The Departed, you know, anything that depicts fucking dirty scumbags, you know, those movies are always successful. Movies that are happy time rom-com shit, Fried Green Tomatoes would be the exception to an awful, boring rule. For every Fried Green Tomatoes, there's 100 fucking rom-coms that doesn't sell shit. Because nobody cares, because there's no energy to the character.
Yeah, there's no excitement to the world.
Yeah, and I'm not saying that this guy dropping N-bombs on his white friends is fucking edgy or cutting edge or any of that shit. But you know what? That's part of what makes this guy.
Yeah. So again, I'm sure he wasn't saying what he said to be edgy or crazy or out of control or because he's like living on the edge. Mm-hmm. He was probably just jesting and being kind of silly and funny and say, hey, what's up, my nigga?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, just kind of being silly or stereotypical or whatever. But some fucking cunt next door squatted on her video and go, oh, look at how awful he was. Oh my God, I'm so self-righteous. Look at me. You know, I'm gonna release this to TMZ and go, look at what my neighbor did. You know what? The thing is if somebody lit a bomb under that woman's house, I would not feel one bit of regret, because it's like, why are you doing that?
I miss the old days when the music business was run by the mob.
Yeah. They
if the music business was run by the mob, you think we'd be seeing this video from fucking whatever his name is, Wallen?
No.
They'd be fucking fearing for their life to fucking release it. They would not be wanting to be the one that fucking shared that video. You know.
Everyone is so self-righteous these days. Mm-hmm. Sick of it.
Pussified. Everybody's pussified now.
Oh my God. Look what he said. So what? He's a dude. He just came home and he's hanging out with his buds.
Yeah. It's like, who cares why? And you see, I don't even think that we need to justify why. It doesn't fucking matter.
Yeah. Why is this even public knowledge? Yeah.
He was on his own property, said his thing, and that's that. You know, it's not a fucking, he didn't say it at an award show.
No.
He didn't say it on a stage. He didn't say it at a concert. You know how many people would truly be canceled if we really heard everything that fucking was said in people's houses and on their private property? There would be no one left. No one. Who would be left?
Nobody. I agree with you.
You know, it's fucked.
I mean, technology has been a great thing for this country, or the whole world, rather.
Mm-hmm.
But it's been our biggest enemy as well.
I agree.
You know, I compare technology to the sun. the sun is a necessary thing that we need for warmth and growing plants and, you know, keeping the earth, you know, at a certain temperature.
Right.
It can also be a detriment to you if you're laying out in the sun. You can get skin cancer. You can, right, you know, burn to death, all these other things. So it's a double-edged sword, as the old cliche goes.
Right. Sure.
You know, technology is a great thing that has happened. You know, the internet is something that we all enjoy. I mean, anybody who's listening to us ramble about this right now are listening to us on the internet.
Yeah.
But on the other end of the spectrum, it's a damage. Look what happened to this guy. I don't know this guy from Adam, but I support his right to say what he said.
Yeah.
Again, he's in his own backyard and some twat is going, look what he said. Look what he said. So what?
Yeah.
Who are you to report this to anyone?
How can he say that in my earshot?
Yeah, so what? Why are you even there? Are you a friend of this guy or not?
Apparently not.
All right. Radio Network Cumulus Media removed Wallen from the playlist of its 400 plus stations. Mm-hmm. Wallen's music also disappeared from Spotify's Hot Country song playlist and Apple Music Today's Country.
Okay.
So again, with the big tech saying, well, fuck that guy. Mm-hmm. You know, we can't be associated with that.
Yeah.
Throughout the Wednesday, other services and the radio chains followed suit in pulling Wallen's music, including Sirius XM, Pandora, and iHeartRadio.
Well,
Morgan's latest record, Dangerous. How ironic is that?
That's funny.
The double album has topped the Billboard 200 for 4 weeks.
Oh, Jesus.
Debuting in the top spot after its January 8th release.
Right.
This guy's just a young punk, too.
Mm-hmm.
The 27-year-old Wallen issued
an apology?
Yes.
Dude.
Last night saying, I am embarrassed and I am sorry.
Your career just ended.
Yeah. I unacceptable and inappropriate racial slur.
No, oh, shut up.
That I wish I could take back.
Yeah, sure you do.
But there are no excuses to use this type of language.
All right.
I want to sincerely
apologize
for using the word. I promise to do better.
Oh, I hate that line too.
I know, to do better.
Yeah.
Wallen was dropped from a scheduled appearance on Saturday Night Live in October after the video was posted on social media showing the singer partying in a crowded bar without a COVID
mask. Oh, no, not that too.
Yeah, he didn't have a thin piece of cloth over his mouth and his nose.
What a piece of shit this
guy. Yeah, he's infecting others. He might as well have fucked them and gave them AIDS as far as I'm concerned.
Mm-hmm.
He might as well have been Ray Gillen as far as I'm concerned, spewing his AIDS-riddled semen into their unprotected pussies.
Yeah, pal.
Yeah! In violation of NBC protocols, he was rebooked for a December spot during which he appeared in a sketch expressing remorse.
Thank God.
Damn it. So sick of this fucking bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I can understand why people go crazy and go ballistic and go postal, as the old saying goes.
Do we now call it go snow removal?
I think so.
I think that's the new name.
Yeah. He went snow removal
snow removal on his ass.
I'm in full agreement with that.
Well, all right, play some songs. Let's get the fuck out of here. I'm tired.
All right.
I'm tired. It's quarter till.
All right. Well, we'll call it a night then.
Yeah, that's enough. My fucking foot is killing me. So,
all right. How is that foot? Give us an update on your broken foot.
I think I just did. It's fucking killing me.
No, is it healing?
It's getting better, but it just keeping it on the floor is a real fucking problem.
Okay.
It's broke. Like the toe part where it connects to the foot part.
The foot bone connecting to the toe bone.
But it's broken on the bottom. So all right. When the foot is on the ground for a long time, it just starts you know, it's like if you had a bad cut and you just stick your fucking thumb into it.
Okay.
It just hurts like a son of a bitch. And it's tolerable for a while, but the aspirins have worn off now. So now I'm just like, I know you see me fucking move, or you don't, but I'm sure the people that are watching see me moving all over the fucking screen. All
right, well, you do. If you need to go lay down and take an Advil or two or 10.
We gave him enough. We gave him four fucking segments, three of them over an hour.
And it was a good show tonight.
Yeah. And three of the four segments are like an hour and a half. So
yeah.
Fuck off if that's not enough.
Yeah. Suck my dick. Is that politically correct to say?
Eat my taint sandwich.
Oh. Well, before we go.
Yeah.
I saw the comment in the chat room that Dave Landau left Kupia show. Is there any truth to that? Are you aware of
that? Is not true. As far
that
as
is not true.
He's been doing Louder with Crowder all week this week. Okay. unless it was posted tonight, but I talked to Dave literally what day. I can tell you when I talked to him, and I asked him because I've heard that rumor too. Where is Dave? Dave Landau. I said, are you leaving Compound Media? He said, not as of yet. Blah, blah, blah.
Not as of yet.
Yeah. It's about the it's all about the South Carolina thing.
Okay.
About Anthony moving and, you know, I mean that for a comedian, a working comedian, that's a, you know, that's a hard move.
All right. Well, again, he's been spending time in New York.
Mm-hmm.
So what does it matter if he's 400 miles south of the coast there?
Matters on his weekends.
All right. I'm just asking.
You know,
I don't know the answer. I'm just asking you because obviously you're very directly involved.
Sure. No, the proximity from New York to Detroit is what, a 30-minute flight or whatever?
Okay.
The flight is probably $50 at this point. The flight from South Carolina to Detroit, you know, that could legitimately be an hour and a half, 2 hours. It could be a
and again, I don't know what kind of money that he's making with Anthony.
Yeah.
But is it worth giving up the whole gig because of location?
I don't know. I mean, he hasn't told me his money situation, obviously. But, you know, I know he enjoys doing Kumia show. I do know that.
Well, again, I mean, he is an integral part of that.
So yeah.
Just go, well, you know, fuck this. The flights are too much now. I can't do this.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, I'm sure if there's been an offer made to him by Crowder, that's an interesting.
Well, like as if he was going to join Crowder.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. And he's done, from what I know he did it this week. I think he did it the week before as well. He like guest hosted for 2 weeks. So there's a lot of speculation about him, you know, doing his thing. And, you know, and again, I don't have any knowledge at all, to be perfectly honest. I have a text where I asked him and he basically said, you know, not right now, because, you know, he loves working with Anthony and he doesn't want to leave. So,
okay.
So, you know, I mean, in the biggest picture, he may, you know, I mean, if Crowder offers him a lot more money and he can stay in Detroit and do the show every day. Well, you know, Crowder probably has more money to offer than Anthony does at this point.
Right.
Guess that's nothing I've heard officially at all. So let's not start any stupid rumors here. But, you know, I would think that the Louder with Crowder is probably generating more money than Compound Media, wouldn't you think?
Again, I don't know. I've watched both.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm not the biggest fan of Crowder.
No, I'm not either. And that was kind of where I was going with that. I'm more of a fan of Kumia than I am a Crowder.
Yeah, me too. I mean, I'll support Dave, whatever he's doing, but.
Well, yeah, of course, because you run his website.
Well, not because of, dude, whatever.
I'm being funny, but.
You know, I mean, you know, it's, look, whatever shakes out is whatever shakes out, you know. I just, you know, I hope whatever works out is the best for him, you know, so that he can make his coin and do his deal. And, you know, I don't care what he does. I just wish people would fucking see him do it, because his comedy is fucking ridiculous.
Well, I would have been glad to go to see him in December, but of course the mayor Pussyfoot here in Chicago shut it down. So,
right.
So I didn't get to go. So yeah. I'm looking forward to that opportunity.
Yeah, I mean, he's really fucking funny. And, you know, and we'll see. I mean, we'll see. I personally, again, my own personal feeling, I don't see that as such a great fit with Crowder. I think he's a perfect fit with Anthony. You know, it's just such a perfect give take on how they talk about topics and you know, and situations and stuff on the show, where, and maybe, you know, I watched some of the Crowder stuff this week and it was like he was interjecting in between other guys interjecting. So it's like a lesser role. So I don't know. I mean, unless somebody has seen something that I have not seen, and I would think, being his web guy, that if he was indeed making the move, I would probably have heard. You know, I'll put it that way. I mean, wouldn't you think that's a logical thing?
Well, I just don't want to hear you make the statement, I'm always the last to know.
Oh no. I won't be saying that. I'm pretty sure I'll be one of the first to know, because he'll be asking me to make a change to the website.
Well, again, I've never met Dave. I haven't seen him do his stand up. The only thing that I have against him is he has not yet worn the CMS shirt on Kumia. And, you know, he hasn't made that interview
with Anthony
happen.
Exactly. Need to get that done.
Yeah. Fuck that guy.
I better push that this week.
Yeah. I hope he goes to Crowder.
Stop it. Then we'll have Crowder on.
Yeah. Screw that guy. All right. Well, we're going to get out of here. I hope everybody enjoyed the show. I hope we redeemed ourselves from our mediocre show from last week.
And look, now we're at the regular time. We're perfect.
Yeah. Look at that.
Look at that.
So I'm going to dedicate this song to Chris.
All right.
In his obvious pain and suffering that he goes through on a weekly basis to help bring the show to you.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to bring you with the last Docket release, Broken Bones.
All right.
And I'm going to leave you with the title track, Broken Bones.
Thanks.
So until next Saturday night, this is Neely along with my very good friend,
Chris Aiken.
And we're gone.
All right. That was a lot of fun, wasn't it? And you know what else is a lot of fun? The CMS Podcast Network. That's right. CMSPN.com is the address. Make sure you go over there. Make sure you watch the episodes there. You listen to the episodes there. And Maybe you even just subscribe so it's delivered to your phone, to whatever podcasting software you use, but do it from cmspn.com. Once again, cmspn.com, cmspn.com, cmspn.com. We'll see you next time, fucks.